king. We fell apart to the machine. So we took the garden damp. The kids were hanging out all around. Then we went down to Coney Island. On the coast and around again. And nothing can ever tear us apart. Cause she's my sweetheart, alright. Oh yeah. Oh oh, I love her so. Great big kiss. I'm gonna make a man, and everything's gonna be real fine. I met her at the Burger King, fell her by the soda machine. So we took the garden down, the kids were hanging out all around. Then we went down to Coney Island, on the coast and around again. And no one's gonna ever tear us apart, cause she's my sweetheart, alright. Oh yeah.
WMFO Medford.
The All-American Half Pound. Sweet pure beef patty. Lettuce, tomato. This is Rock and Roll Radio. Come on, let's rock and roll with the Ramones.
Let's go!
Rock and Roll Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.
No, Dee Dee. Not another one. 91.5 WMFON Medford. Three's enough for now. I could listen to Ramones all day. But
same here.
Yes. We started that big block off with Arthur Nason, Without a Clue. Liar, She Pays the Rent. David Bowie, The Prettiest Star. Gymnasium, The Bomb. We heard Ramones, Oh, I Love It So. Played Do You Remember Rock and Roll Radio and Listen to My Heart. Now, I was just going to play the one, Oh, I Love Her So, and then you chipped in that you really love the Phil Spector stuff.
I thought he did something different with that band, and I thought that he really brought them into a new place.
Right.
And apparently Joey was the one who was really gung-ho about using Phil Spector for the record.
Yeah, because he liked all those like girl bands that.
He also did all kinds of great things and.
Sure, with the Beatles really, and.
But without Phil Spector, there would not have been a Pet Sounds record.
Right.
I mean, there wouldn't. Brian Wilson would have probably done all kinds of great things, because he's amazing. But the guy's influence on modern music, and Killing People, I think is really tremendous. And, you got to have, I think he was a big deal.
He
really invented a lot of how.
Is he still alive?
No, he died in prison. He got COVID.
I knew he was in prison, but.
Yeah, he got COVID in prison.
Oh, and the COVID killed him?
That was how he went out.
So it must have been like last year.
Yeah, right? And everybody was saying all this awful stuff about him.
I never said a word.
I didn't either, but rightfully so. I mean, the guy was a messed up and in many ways.
He looks like a Scooby-Doo nemesis.
Yeah. I mean, he really
had
that.
All the bad guys on Scooby-Doo.
Sure. And, we all know how frightening those people are. But anyway.
Mr. Fright.
But I just didn't hear people talk about the good things that he did. And there were.
Oh, Mr. Fright with Phil Spector.
Yeah. There
and
he
I
is.
Would have gone away with it, too, if it weren't for you meddling kids.
My favorite is the. He goes into these backing singers who are having trouble with a part, pulls a gun on him and says, "We're going to get it on this take, right?"
That's the Ramones. Yeah.
No. This was with a girl group from way back when. This
oh, okay.
was like the Ramones made all these accusations, and then people.
Because I heard that with the Ramones.
And people turned around and said, "No, it's bullshit. It's BS. It has nothing to do with. He didn't do that. He was weird. He locked him in the house for a while, but he wasn't doing
was
that sort
it-
of stuff."
Joan Jett's band, The Runaways?
I don't know if he worked with them. Did he?
I don't know either. No,
we'd
probably
that.
Know it if they did something
with
them.
Like Ronnie and those Ronnie Spector and I think that was how it.
Oh, went. He probably pulled one on Ronnie.
But
yeah.
He pulled a gun on Lennon and what's the guy, the wonderful songwriter?
Maybe
there.
That's the story.
Cohen.
I heard.
Well, he shot one off in A&M Studios. On La Brea Avenue there.
He was so guilty.
Yeah, he was. Oh, there's no question. But, I mean, from a musical standpoint, the guy created some pretty magical stuff.
Right.
So anyway, I thought that that should get played.
My friend Ian Steinhaus is listening. Him and his buddy Phil sent me some CDs. We can't get the CD player to work, but I do have your song, Off the Charts. I wanted to ask you, Ian, where are you originally from? That's the question I'm getting from Arthur. And you're in Maine now, aren't you? Even though I got these CDs from Texas, I don't quite understand that.
Maybe he's in Texas.
Are you in Texas, Ian? I know you're listening. Come on, buddy. Come on, Ian. did I ask him on here? I don't know. I'm sure he'll tell us while the song's playing, huh?
Let the thing go. Let's hear him.
Just let it. There we go. What's that weirdness? 91.5 WMFON Medford. Where's Arthur? There's Arthur.
Here's Arthur.
First, I gotta get this off.
What was that?
Something we don't want. Oh, I was just saying how that Odin Stone reminded me of a Peter Jam song, and we have him coming in a couple of weeks. So let's play something by him, huh? Peter's originally from Lebanon. I think he lives in Pennsylvania now. But he comes up here every now and then just to visit.
To do shows?
Yeah.
Yep, great.
And he's actually a ambassador for peace?
Huh.
I don't know if there's more than one. There's got to be. But he was, like, officially made the ambassador for peace.
Right.
I don't know by who. Maybe Lebanon. I don't know.
I wind up calling myself all kinds of things to kind of, you know, to sort of, you know, bamboozle people.
Well, I love when he comes on the show.
Yeah, I mean, I tell people I'm a doctor.
The ambassador for the peace is coming on the show.
I'm the ambassador for Let's Boogie. You know, that's the kind of thing. But I tell people I'm a doctor and I do operations and stuff
like that. Oh, that's like that show. Yeah. What's that? Catch Me If You Can?
Is it? I haven't
seen that movie. That's a good one.
It is?
I think there's two versions. The older one's probably better, but I saw the newer one and it was still good.
Yeah. I haven't been caught yet, you know? So
they're trying to catch you.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think they know what I'm up to.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Well, listen to what Arthur Nason is up to right after the ambassador for peace.
Yeah, the ambassador for peace.
Peter Jam. I was saying, this sounds like Odin Stone. What do you think? 855-915-9636. Uh-oh. Here we go. He is a very peaceful guy.
If he's the ambassador for peace, we're in deep trouble.
He usually sings about peace and love. That's his one.
Just not
he
today.
Calls that his one punk song.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so we got the one punk song.
And that's my favorite one.
Really? Okay.
Well, I mean, all the songs are peace and love, peace and love. Yeah.
Maybe you shouldn't be the ambassador to peace. Ambassador from Medford, Brian Young.
I call Peter Jam my Lebanese John Lennon.
Okay. Where is he playing? Is he playing coming up?
Oh, I'm sure he has dates. When's he going to be on the show?
No, is he headed up to play in as well as on the show?
I don't know. He's going to tell us all that stuff.
The Thigh Scrapers have a show. When is it, in November
the
again?
The Thigh Scrapers are playing November 17th.
Where are you playing?
Midway. No, not Midway. Middle East. Middle
Anything
East
up. With mid in it. You should play that, like Middleton, Connecticut.
We're Middle East up with... Stigmatics, Mad Painter, and the Doug McDonald Band.
Oh, that's going to be a good bill.
Oh, yeah. You should be there.
All right.
Come.
What's the story? Are they going to level that place?
No.
What's happen?
It's going to be there for another 50 years.
Are you kidding?
Nope. That's the news.
Really? Huh. Okay.
I'm trying to get into Facebook for those people wondering why I'm not answering you.
So you can call at 855-915-9636.
Yeah. I mean, that's the real way the real radio goes. I'm supposed to be on this chat page, too. I'm still trying to get on. All these newfangled things, Arthur.
Yeah, it's tough. So like CD players.
Okay, Ian's from Glasgow.
Oh.
Scotland.
That's where they put it.
I had to think for a second.
Yeah.
Is that anywhere north in Norway?
No, that's north of, where is it?
It's the United Kingdom.
It's up near Lowell.
It's United Kingdom.
No, it's right around here. It's North Shore. That's what it is. Not Lowell, it's more toward...
Oh, that Glasgow.
It's like near Salem. It's up that way.
Okay.
Oh, that's Gloucester. I'm sorry. That's what that is. Either way.
Oh, can I do this in time? Nope. Copy. Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah. Want to hear another one of
as
yours?
Long as it's
oh, what did you think of Peter Jim? What were you saying? You just didn't think he was very peaceful.
I like him, but the peaceful thing, I question it. I just wonder what his real intentions are.
Uh-oh. You know,
speaking of not peaceful, we got one of mine coming up, right?
It was one of yours firing off on its own.
Uh-oh.
What's the name of that one again?
You'll Never Change.
Got it right here. Everyone calm down.
With a car behind it, too, which is kind of cool.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how it got here, but it's cool. That's
no, it's on the soundtrack for Death Proof.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's where my duck comes from, too.
Really?
The same mold they made the duck for Death Proof in Kurt Russell's car.
Huh.
Made that duck on my car.
No kidding.
Same mold. And it's the same mold as the duck on Convoy.
Really?
That's where Quentin Tarantino got it from. It was like a throwback to Convoy.
Did Phil Spector shoot at that duck?
Huh?
Did Phil Spector shoot at that duck?
He might have.
He might have. Yeah. I'm not sure. That's interesting.
I'll check if it nicks.
So that duck's been quite around. That duck's a cultural sort of thing.
Yeah. People like to call him Daffy Duck, but he's not.
No, he's not.
Death Proof Duck.
All right.
He's just black.
Okay.
I mean, the original is chrome. I would have got chrome, but that was too much for the car. I mean, it would be like, everyone would be like, no, they wouldn't be like, oh, check out the Challenger coming down the street. They'd be like, look at that duck coming down the street. So I made it black like the car.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's way cool.
I don't know what it's made out of. Some metal. It's bolted in there. It's heavy.
Really?
Yeah.
Goodness.
Serious business.
Yeah. I mean, you're not messing around. You've got some sort of a metal duck on your car. I don't know what to say.
You know what I tell people? Like, you know, why? Why do you do that? Well, I love Quentin Tarantino. I love the movie Death Proof. And Convoy, for that matter, which it originally came from. Was originally made for. But I just say it makes people smile. I see it all the time.
Yeah.
When people look at it, they smile.
What's better than that?
So that's what the radio's all about,
yeah,
too.
Exactly.
You know? You're trying to make people happy. That's my job.
Yep.
Here's a new one from Arthur Nason. It will put a smile on his face.
That's the only person. Everyone else would be, oh my God, why'd you do that? You know?
This one's You'll Never Change. You'll never change, Arthur.
I won't.
It's WMFO. Well, the doors are all locked.
chips is blocked. You're like a boat that's been docked, and you'll never change. I see your time won't tick, and your finger won't trick. I watch your cigarette split, and you'll never change. Never thought it was a matter of time. Never heard that it was all in your mind. Everything's etched in stone, so I'll say it one more time. There's no sheets on your bed. Your monologue has been said. Your guitars, they won't shred, and you'll never change. You can't switch the light just 'cause you think you're right. Well, if you could, you'd be right, but you'll never change. Never thought it was a matter. Never occurred that it was all in your mind. Everything's etched in stone, but I'll say it one more time. Well, the doors are all locked, and your conscience is blocked. I could be talking to a rock, but you'll never change. And your finger won't trick. I watch your cigarettes click. You'll never change. There's no sheets on your bed. Your monologue has been said. Even your guitars just won't shred. And you'll never change, change, change. We'll be right back.
Efficiency and progress is ours once more. Now that we have the neutron bomb, it's nice and quick and clean and gets things done. Away with the sense and enemy, but no less valued a property. The sense and war, but perfect sense. Salem's gonna be flashing a light. Godless millions whisked away. At last we have more room to play. Our systems go and kill the fool tonight. Gotta kill, 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 kill the fool. Kill, 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 kill the fool. Kill, 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 kill the fool tonight. You heard the sparkle of champagne. You kind of start to worry again. A life's a reason you're in the feeling right. Jane Fonda on the screen today. If it's the liberals, it's okay. So let's get dressed and so in a night. Oh, well, kill, 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 kill the poor. Kill, 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 kill the poor. Kill, 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 kill the poor tonight. Kill, 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 kill the poor. Kill, 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 kill the poor. Kill, 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 kill the fool of the night.
Yeah.
Okay.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. If you ever hear a band playing, they're doing something next door in Studio D.
They're doing a keg stand, too. We're going to go and have a couple of drinks.
I think they're actually recording something over there.
Really?
Yeah, they do sometimes.
Okay.
They have their own label. They call it something.
Maybe who has their own label?
MFO.
MFO does?
I believe so. They record bands on there.
That's a conflict of interest.
Why?
Yeah, let's call the cops on these people. Let's
shut them down. Why? Because you think they're just going to play
these
their own
kids
stuff?
With this rock and roll, and now they get their own publishing money. They get the royalties.
I don't think. I think I'm like
this
the only.
This is horrible.
I'm the only DJ that has a band, I think.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
If they let
so
us
the
do
bands
a keg
they
stand,
have come
I
in there
tell.
Aren't the bands that come in there aren't DJs. Why would it be a conflict of interest?
If you own a bunch of different things all together, then, I mean, it's like a monopoly, and they're antitrust
sure,
laws.
Sure, but you think that somebody's just playing those bands?
Well, yeah.
I don't think anyone's making any money off of it, so don't worry about it.
Oh, I'm worried. I'm going to stay worried, too.
I was saying, we heard earlier, well, let's say what we've heard
Kill
so far.
Kill the Poor. So that's what this is all about.
That was Dead Kennedys. Who's
my,
that?
My request. I like that stuff. I like when punk was more political.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a lot, mostly London.
They're from San Francisco.
I know, but most of the political stuff comes from London.
That's true. That was a big movement.
I think a lot of the New York punk is just fun.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, the Ramones were, but I don't know, they were their whole thing. They were something
so
different.
So, after the Ramones, we heard Odin Stone, which we found out originally from Glasgow. Now he's a Maynard. Why did the CDs come from Texas? Tell me that.
Why did the duck cross the road and land on the hood of your car?
Because he was off the charts.
That's right.
No, that's the name of the Odin Stone song. And then we have Peter Jam, Let's Rock and Roll. Arthur Nason, You'll Never Change. The Runaways with Wasted. Arthur Nason, Unglued. Dead Kennedys, Kill the Poor. Well, Arthur's going to stick around with me, I think. But unless you want to hear a particular Arthur Nason song at 855-915-9636, we're just going to continue on and play some other stuff. Like, I think I'm going to start with the bands I mentioned okay. that are playing with the Thigh Scrapers on November 17th.
Wonderful.
Starting
the
with...
The phones are lighting up right now. Well, everyone's
hello,
calling.
MFO.
Yeah, that's who it is.
Hi, Skyscrapers.
Okay.
Oh, well, we already played them, miss. So we'll do the other bands that the Thigh Scrapers are playing
but
with.
But I get to make requests too, right?
Okay. What do you want to hear?
How about Shatter?
The Thigh Scrapers.
Yeah, I like this stuff. I think it sounds great on the radio.
All right. Let's. After I'll try and do the bands the order they're
all right,
playing.
I'll do it in a little bit.
I'll try and do the bands or the, no, I can't do that. It's Doug McDonald's first, and I got the Stigmatics queued up. I'm just playing all four bands with Thigh Scrapers last.
All right.
All right. 91.5 WMFO. Oh, no. There we go.
some brother says, I know your name. Is it Slim Whitman or Fat Boy Slim? I said, no, but can you spare some change? As I tiptoe across the street, a seagull came down, bit my nose, thought it was a big French fry. I grabbed around the neck, he started to squeal, spit a nickel into my eye. Quack, tiptoe across the street. I made it to a crosswalk, didn't have much of a clue. A rabbi came by, stood side by